Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter, and I'm so glad you're with us today. You may have noticed we have a new intro to the show today. That's Bono and U2 and my great friend and producer, Isaac Feynman, and I were just listening to him. He is such a solid Christian. If you listen to his lyrics, they're just so spiritually deep. But I hope you enjoy that, and we're going to mix it up. So if you think you're on the wrong show, you're right where you need to be. 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter, and it's Friday, and I'm glad you're with us. I got a great friend and a really solid brother in the Lord in the studio with us, Tommy Moore. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and we're going to get right to a discussion with Tommy. First, let me just tell you, 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries. We are a men's ministry in the upstate and across the upstate, but we speak to a lot of different mixed groups and FCAs and preach and teach at churches of all denominations because the message that we have goes right to the heart about what it means to follow Christ. And 721 comes from Matthew 7:21, 22, and 23, where Jesus says, please don't show up in front of me on Judgment Day and start giving me your list of things you've done at church or in the community, because I'm going to tell you, away from me, you evildoers, we don't know each other. And I've had so many men and women approach me after they hear that and go, you know what, I'm that person. Jesus wouldn't know me. Hey, I've been in church all my life, or I've been doing the right thing, or I've been giving that money or building those Habitat for Humanity houses, but He doesn't know me, and I don't know him. Don't let that be you. 721 Ministries, we've got a website, www.721ministries.org. On it, we have a blog, a putting green. You can pick up a lot of articles that we write, a lot of different things going on the website. Check it out, 721ministries.org. Okay, I got Tommy Moore in the studio. Tommy and I are great friends, and we were just chatting in the last 2 or 3 weeks about this topic that I always bring up in any talks that I do, surrender. Surrender. And as a matter of fact, Tommy, I was down in Columbia this past weekend, and I brought that up as part of my talk. And the friend of mine who organized the setting, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, well, one of the men that was there is really starting to journey on and try to figure out this whole Christ thing. And he called me afterwards. He said, I really enjoy what Sam had to say, but I looked up surrender. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like what I saw. Why do you think he would have that reaction?
Well, I think especially for men, and I think I went through this for a long time, the understanding is quitting. Mm. I quit. Mm. And, you know, that doesn't resonate well with us. There's a difference between quitting and I give you me. You know, we have the old image of the cowboy with a gun in the back and the one who's in trouble going, I surrender. Uh-huh. That's what we think of. Uh-huh. Like somehow we're giving up our manhood.
Uh-huh.
I've come to understand that it's the hardest thing you'll ever do as a man is to really come to a full understanding of surrender.
Oh boy. And you know, I think both you and I have figured out that surrender actually brings strength.
Yes. Yes. I mean, John 10:10, when Christ said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, there's an interim step there. And that interim step is our willingly, knowingly giving ourselves to him.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, what is it, when you and I started talking about it, you just kind of perked up and said, and I would love to talk some more about this idea of surrender. Why does it resonate so much with you? Now, Tommy, wait, let's back up a minute. How long have you been a Christian? And it's funny because I asked someone the other day about someone we knew. I said, is he born again? And he said, well, he's a Christian. I'm not sure about being born again. And I said, whoa. those are mutually, I mean, they have to be together.
Yeah. I responded to the call on my heart from Christ when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And I knew that I knew what I had done. Had maybe the unfortunate typical early growing stages of being a Christian. I was very passionate about it until I was 13 or 14, involved in everything the church had going on, even involved with witnessing and testimony, and fell away for a few years through college and early adulthood. But as I re-entered the faith walk, I still knew there was a piece missing. And, you know, I've sang that song with everybody else a million times, I Surrender All.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a head knowing. It wasn't a heart knowing. And so it really became a passion of mine when it was introduced to me by a friend who's a fellow journeyman on the walk, Tom Patterson. And Tom opened my eyes to what surrender really means.
Now, Tom is an author, right?
He is an author. He wrote a book called Living the Life You Were Meant to Live.
Mm-hmm.
Tom was a mentor to Rick Warren, mm-hmm. Jack Hayford, Chuck Smith of Calvary Radio Network, and a number of other ministers we would know.
And he opened your eyes to this whole idea of surrender.
And he did because of his own life. Mm. Tom has lost 3 children. He's lost 2 wives. But if he were to walk in this room right now, Sam, it would fill with peace.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what that was all about.
And you know, you're not going to get that peace if you are holding on, or let's say holding out.
Oh, that's the word. That's right. No holding out. It is a full turning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see it, I see it, and Tom would explain it this way, is there is that first stage of I believe, mm-hmm. I accept Christ mm-hmm. was the Savior sent to free me from my sin. I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's this other conscious part of where we willingly, knowingly give over our wills, our lives. And that's the part that just scares the daylights out of us, because, you know, we live, especially in our climate today, our society today, we live in control.
Yeah.
This sounds like giving up control.
We think we live in control.
That's right. We think so.
And when we insist on control, that's where the white knuckling comes in.
That's right.
And that's where the anxiety comes in. You know, we use a phrase, Tommy, in our men's discussions, abandon the outcome to God.
That's right.
And of course, in this specific economic environment, we it is so important that we do that, because you do not control the outcome. You think you do, but you don't.
No.
But now men hear that, and even women too, they hear that, and just as you said earlier, they hear quitting.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very adamant, no, you can be as proactive in business, you can be a competitive, you can be aggressive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Prudent, smart, use all the tools you got. But when you've used all the tools you have, at that point, surrender equals abandoning the outcome.
That's
not
right.
The process, but the outcome.
That's right. The phrase as you're describing that comes to mind is, will you trust me?
Mm.
That's what he's really saying. Will you trust me in this? You know, we were talking before the show. I've had challenges this week where, you know, everything in my humanness was screaming, do this, take control, make it go in this direction. But where I am with my journey of surrender, I take 2 steps back and say, Lord, what would you have me do in this situation? Thy will be done in me, in this moment, in this time.
Mm-hmm. And you can only speak that from the heart if you do trust him.
That's right.
So it always comes back to trust. Really, it really comes back to trust and surrender.
That's right.
Without one, you won't have the other.
That's correct.
And you cannot surrender if you don't trust. It's a fake surrender if you do.
And that comes back to get you every time.
Mm.
Because underneath that, what you just described is this. It's almost like this endless do loop that keeps coming back in your brain, but I.
Mm.
And that's tough to break. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is not something that you have to do. You must do it frontal lobe, top of mind. You know, we have in the Psalms, Lord, your mercies are new every day.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true here. Mm-hmm. Lord, I give you my life today. I had a youth pastor one time say, he asked a friend, so when did you become a Christian? And his friend said, this morning when I woke up.
Uh-huh. Tommy, you know, you're in business. You're a businessman. Now, I want to come right back to that in just a second. But if you're listening today, and let's just say you're a teenager, or you're young, or you're single, this idea of surrender runs all the way around. Getting ready to ask Tommy about how he sees it manifest itself in his work environment. And then we'll run back to your personal environment, your family. You're mm-hmm. a family man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're single out there, this is one of those things that I see all the time. There's so much fear in being single. There's so much fear in our lives anyway, and we've been talking a lot about that recently here on the radio show. But when you're single and you think, if I don't, it won't. I have got to make it happen, a word you just used a minute ago. That's where the anxiety, that's where you're going to make mistakes. But when you're willing to surrender this whole process to your Heavenly Father, He's up there. I'm just surprised. He's not up there. He's right beside you. He's right there in your heart if the Holy Spirit has indwelled you, if you've brought Jesus into your life. And He's saying, look, I got A+ for you. But unless you surrender your C-, which you think is an A or a B, but it's a C- at best, I cannot give you that A+.
You're right on track, Sam. The thing that Tom opened my eyes to understand is when we surrender, we don't have this magic reordering of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of a deeper understanding of surrender is we get to be who we were designed to be.
Exactly. Yes. Well, tell me what you really mean by that. Tease that out just a little bit.
Sure. Well, I facilitate a process that Tom created more than 30 years ago called Life Planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's for seekers. It's for journeymen who are on the path of getting to know Christ deeper in their lives. And what we come to understand is there is this uniqueness to each one of us. Tom says every cat's been born to be a perfectly good cat.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been born to be perfectly who we are.
Mm-hmm.
When we endeavor to give our lives to Christ and let him come reside in us, as he says, and he'll bring the Father, then and only then are we released to be the fullness of who we are.
Don't you think, though, Tommy, that the average person, even maybe even a typical Christian, someone who's already surrendered their life to Christ, they think of being a Christian as having to fit into a mold and almost become this glazed over eyes kind of zombie kind of robot? When that's not it at all.
That's not it at all. Yeah, to live life to its fullest potential, to its fullness in our family, to see our children, to see our wives and our spouses developed, it means alignment.
Mm.
Alignment with who we've been created to be, with who Christ has called us to be. That's life lived as good as it gets.
As good as it can get on this earth.
That's right.
Without being fully with him. And that, we see that term fullness throughout the scripture. I mean, you just quoted it earlier, John 10:10. I've come to give you life. And guys, I'm talking about life to the full, Jesus
right.
said. I'm not talking about this little halfway stuff. What you talked about it earlier, marginal Christianity,
right. yeah.
living in
oh,
the
yeah.
margins.
Yes.
When you refuse to surrender, and again, we are wired this way because of the fall. Our DNA says don't surrender, because if you surrender, you might not get what you want.
Mm.
And what we've learned is what we want, again, at best, is a C minus.
That's right.
The fullness. And you read Paul's letters, and you see it in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, I want you to have the fullness of knowing. Is that what you have in front of
looking at right in front of
you. Read it to us, Tom.
Well, it says, this is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ, for the sake of the Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to the revelation. It is I who wrote a few words in reading which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. And he goes on to talk about his former life
mm-hmm.
and who he thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was an A+.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even a C-.
No, he was failing.
He was failing.
And we all are.
Yeah.
And each day, as Tommy and I have been talking about already, comes a whole new wave of, I don't want to surrender. I want to hold on to control. It has to go the way I think it has to go, and that's why I won't surrender.
Right.
And Jesus is standing there saying, if you'll just give it to me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. Now, trust me, again, does not mean that you give up.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean you quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you said it that way, Tommy, because as men especially, but as Americans even, you know, we're free people, we associate surrender with quit. And that's why this friend of ours down in Columbia mm-hmm. doesn't like the way it sounds, because
mm-hmm.
it sounds like quitting. There's this idea of let go and let God, and I agree with that concept, but that needs a lot of explanation.
Needs some work.
Yeah, it needs some work. It needs some teasing out, because let go and let God gives you the sense of go sit in a closet and pray all day long, when we never see that in Scripture.
My faith became much more active, much more vibrant, much more real when I came to understand that turning over my will fully releases His will in me.
Mm. That's beautiful. We're going to come back in the second part of the show, and we're going to talk more about how this surrender actually plays out in our lives on a day-to-day basis. Real life stuff. We'll be right back, straight ahead. We're back for the second half of the show, 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm glad you're with us. We're talking about surrender with my good friend Tommy Moore. And we finished up the first part of the show talking about let go and let God. Doesn't really mean that you give up. It just means that you give up the outcome or your right to try to control the outcome, because, quite frankly, you don't control it anyway. And when you try, that's where the anxiety, that's where the fear comes in. Tommy, I wanted to ask you, why did God set it up this way? I mean, if you can, if I phrase it that way, why did he set it up? Does he just want to dominate us? Is he trying to beat us down into some kind of...
No, you know, there's our humanness again. That's the way we play it out in our minds. What's interesting is, and I shared this story with you, when I first came to this more real, more tangible understanding of surrender, I called Tom up after having lived in it for some number of months and said, Tom, this is a little tough. I said, why didn't our Lord design surrender to be like that initial belief, that initial accepting?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Tommy, he knows us so well, he designed us, of course, that if he allowed surrender to be a once and done, in a nanosecond, we'd be back trying to control it.
Yeah.
So surrender is front of mind, conscious, every one of the great saints I've read have all been consistent in this fact. Mm. It is an ongoing giving up of ourselves.
Mm. Okay, so what exactly are we surrendering?
Mm. Well, the way I would say that is it is my right to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, I don't have the perspective of the full view of my life, mm-hmm. the full view of my circumstances. And this gets back to that word trust. I am trusting mm-hmm. that he is looking out for my best interest. You know, David said, I've not seen a righteous man mm-hmm. go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Lord looking out for him.
Mm. So it's surrendering, not necessarily surrendering your earthly stuff, not necessarily.
No.
And I think that's another mistake that people
right.
have, a misconception, yeah. that surrender means I got to give up
right.
all the stuff that I have. Well, maybe eventually you might want to or not want to. That's not the issue. It's your claim to your right to yourself, not your stuff.
Right.
And, you know, Jesus says, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, you've got to deny. And then he didn't say you've got to deny all the stuff you like. He said you've got to deny self.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Tommy, we were talking with the men just in the last 2 weeks, and I posed this question. How would it change the way you live day to day if, one, you suddenly were financially independent for the rest of your life, or two, second question, you found out you only had 1 year to live, and one of our friends said, with the 1 year to live, he said, I hope that I would finally be able to give up and be free from myself.
Wow.
Myself.
And see, we have that opportunity to do that right now, this very moment. You know, if you're out there listening to Sam and I talk, and you have not said, Lord, take me, take all of me, it is the most freeing experience you'll ever have.
Isn't that interesting that surrender is actually freedom?
That's right.
Instead of some, and the refusal to surrender is slavery.
That's correct.
Now, Tommy, since I've known you over the last 5 years, you've had some business setbacks.
That's correct.
You're in some development work that's always risky.
Mm-hmm.
How does surrender manifest itself in actual business?
Sure.
Life?
Well, before I had an understanding of surrender, I'd been in business for 10 years at that point, and my memory of it is fretting over every detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like business was this huge complex puzzle, and it was my job to put all the pieces together and manage 150 people and have trucks running up and down. And
mm-hmm.
and this claim, I love that word, Sam, you've used it now a few times. When I came to the understanding of surrender, to give up my claim to the outcome, my control, a peace began to set in. Now, as we were talking before the show, it doesn't magically mean all the problems go away.
Oh, certainly not.
And in fact, I've had some experiences that would say they become more acute because I become more aware of that deepness, that human condition to control the outcome.
Mm.
So, I mean, we were talking. I had a situation this week, have one existing right now, that the way it plays out practically is I pray for everybody involved, and I pray, Lord, I will be a light to those that are involved. But at the end of the day, your will be done in me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can only say that when you trust.
Mm.
And there's a whole lot of people on Sundays mouthing that off without really thinking about it.
That was me.
Repeating the Lord's Prayer, your will be done. They don't mean it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they think is your will, only if it really lines up with mine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that freedom that you just mentioned when it comes to that surrender that is what people on the outside don't see. You know, it's interesting, and if you are listening today and you might fall into this, what I'm getting ready to say, I was talking to a dear friend, and he is a can-do kind of guy, and he has accomplished so much in his life, and he said, and he meant it so sincerely, Sam, I am really working hard on my spiritual journey. And I said, listen, friend, it's not about working hard. It's about, and I'm going to put one word out there for you, surrender. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, because this is a guy that he's so can do. He can charge that mountain. He can make it happen. And he has. He's wildly successful because he's so confident, so good. He said, I haven't done that. I mean, just as quickly as he heard it, looked at it, you could just see it processing through his mind. And he looked, he said, I haven't done that.
Well, Sam, I mean, one of the, Tom has been wildly successful in his career, kind of a who's who of businessmen. And the reason pastors begin to find their way to Tom was because of this understanding of surrender. And I've done a number of pastors' life plans now myself, and they will tell you they struggle with this understanding equally to the rest of us, full-time ministers. And so therein lies some of the difficulty of getting that message out even from the pulpit. If you're struggling internally, what does it really mean to trust myself to God, then that message is going to come out a little bit garbled. I believe that there is an opportunity among laity, among what you do, among what I do, mm-hmm. to really bring a practical understanding.
Yes.
You know, not that there's not anything practical with what's coming out of the pulpit. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But to live it.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to say, you've got this tremendous trial, how can you have peace about it and say, well, I trust the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that swings open a lot of doors.
Yeah. Especially when you say it in the midst of working on it. You don't just, again, we're not advocating to go sit in a closet and pray only.
That's right.
Do pray in your closet, but you stay after. You be proactive. You be even aggressive, competitive in your business, but again, it's the outcome. Okay, you mentioned to me something John Wesley said. Tell us what that was.
Well, there's a famous quote by John Wesley, give me 100 surrendered men and I'll change the world.
And I would imagine he said that because he didn't have 100 surrendered men around him.
That's right.
Because a surrendered man or a surrendered woman, God can use that person. God can use anybody, anytime, and does. But he can really start getting it working when he's got someone fully surrendered.
Absolutely.
What about Gandhi? You mentioned another quote from Gandhi.
Sure. I've read this quote. Gandhi said, if one Christian were fully a Christian, there wouldn't be a Hindu left in the world.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Gandhi went to a Christian church,
mm-hmm.
and they, instead of letting him come in and sit in the sanctuary proper, they directed him back away to sit where the pagans would sit,
mm-hmm.
and he walked away discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the kind of thing where surrender just starts getting into every detail. That I really am not going to surrender this because I've got to have it go the way it's supposed to go.
Well, I read a quote. Well, I read a lot. About what Mother Teresa did, and she gave an interview one time, and a gentleman said to her, you take Mass, what do you possibly have to be, need to be forgiven over? And she said, not one day, not one hour goes by that I don't step into my own will, and I want to realign myself with God. Well, now, if Mother Teresa needed to go back and be in that surrender mode, where does that put me?
Yeah.
It's conscious, top of mind, every minute of every moment of every day.
Surrender. Mm-hmm. And you know, as Tommy and I have been talking, it does not mean quit. As a matter of fact, it means the opposite of that. And it doesn't mean you become a slave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God knows, and I think the way we, this whole surrender thing works out, is God knows we're going to surrender to something every day.
Oh, yeah.
And typically it's going to be self, but then that self will manifest itself through different ways.
Weaknesses, right.
And so surrender brings strength. Refusal to surrender, which you might just call rebellion, rebellion about self, then that brings weakness, and that brings fear, and that brings anxiety, and that is not the fullness that Jesus said he had for us.
No.
Tommy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you,
Sam. I appreciate it, brother. You're an inspiration to me. And if you're listening today and you're trying to figure this whole idea about surrender, just open your heart up to the Lord and say, where am I not? Where am I refusing to let you have complete control in my life? Where am I demanding my claim to my right to myself? Because Jesus stands right next to you and says, I got it. Just let me be right there with you. Listen, we write about this on our Putting Green blog, 721ministries.org. Check it out sometime. Thanks so much for being with us so long. God's peace to you. Hope to see you next Friday.